Well, welcome again to the Southern Alberta Council on Public Affairs as we look at this whole growing and sad issue of crystal meth use and abuse in our community. Welcome to our Shaw neighbors who are watching, to our neighbors who are watching through Shaw Cable. From newspapers to television talk shows, the growing problem of crystal meth use has been identified as one that has serious and severe impact on communities and sadly includes Lethbridge. Some of you might have seen the commercials on TV that are sponsored by the Alberta Alcohol and Drug Abuse Commission, or ADAC for short, that graphically illustrate the very negative nature of crystal meth use. The provincial government has just recently set up a commission to look into the growing problem, and I believe it was earlier this week there was a piece in the newspaper about both Saskatchewan and Manitoba governments looking at how they might limit the ingredients, the over-the-counter ingredients that go into crystal meth. So what do we really know about it? What can we do as citizens to curtail the abuse and really just come up to speed on the whole issue of crystal meth? Our speaker is Gwen Reimer. Gwen is an addictions counselor here in Lethbridge with ADAC. She has a Bachelor in Psychology from the University of Lethbridge and then a Bachelor of Social Work from the University of Calgary. She's worked in the addictions field for many years, including 2 years at the Lander Treatment Center in Clarisholme, and now 9 years here in Lethbridge. She'll be speaking about the treatment options for this very insidious addiction, as well as some strategies that have been identified to prevent its use. And we certainly hope that you'll be able to see the screen here. We've fiddled around with it as best we could. So if you need to stand up and go over here for a bit of the presentation, so be it. So I'd like to welcome Gwen Reimer to the podium.
Thank you, Kathy. I just wanted to let you know that I've got a lot of information to go through today, so I'll go through the slides basically as quickly as possible. We've just got about 25 minutes or so for my presentation, and then I'm looking forward to your questions and answers, the question and answer period after that. Just to give you a little bit of an idea of what I'm going to be talking about today, I'm going to be describing the pharmacology and the physiological effects of meth. I'll also go through a brief history of meth use. I want to talk a little bit about patterns and phases of use. I'll talk a little bit about the long-term effects of crystal meth use and some treatment and prevention strategies. First of all, lots of you are wondering, what is crystal meth? Methamphetamine is one of the amphetamine drugs, and it's a potent stimulant drug. It's got a chemical structure similar to adrenaline and dopamine. So it stimulates the central nervous system, and it's a stimulant drug. Crystal meth goes by many street names, and we hear our clients in the clinic calling it crystal, speed, grit, ice, jib, and there's about 30 other street names that it goes by, but those are five of the most popular. What is all of the kerfuffle about crystal meth? One of the most important things that we need to remember about this drug is that the addiction potential is high and the tolerance level for the drug is high. Compared with cocaine, there's a faster progression from initial use to regular use and to subsequent need for treatment. So just comparing crystal meth with cocaine, another stimulant drug that a lot of our clients use, from the initial use of crystal meth, if a person uses crystal meth one time, the progression for that to become an addiction for that person is from about 6 months to 2 years, compared to cocaine, which is about 5 years. With crystal meth users, what we're finding is that crystal meth users are starting to use the drug and are experimenting with it for about 2 years, sometimes less, before they seek treatment. With cocaine, sometimes users won't come forward for help for about 5 years. So that gives you an indication that the progression of the addiction goes faster with this drug. There we've got sound. The psychological withdrawal is profound with this drug. Our our detox centers are taking that into consideration. The physiological withdrawal from the drug is relatively minor, however, and I'll talk more about that later. The drug goes under the trade names methadrine and dizoxin, and it's a medical doctor would be able to prescribe this drug for attention deficit disorder,